Here's a fact. Almost 1 in 10 Americans has diabetes. That's startling, although not as alarming as the forecast. If present trends continue, 1 in 3 Americans will have diabetes by 2050. But that's not inevitable. There's a program that's trying to slow down the epidemic by rolling out hundreds of support groups across the country. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Houston Public Media's Carrie Feibel reports.
10 adults gather in a small room at the Brenda and John Duncan YMCA in Northwest Houston. They're white, black, Hispanic, and Asian, and the only thing they have in common is they have pre-diabetes. Their blood glucose levels are elevated, but they're not quite in the diabetes danger zone. Not yet. Susan Walden is the group's coach.
Anybody ever watch that morning program with Regis Philbin before he retired? Remember the little blonde?
Walden pulls out a photo of Kelly Ripa. She's having a bit of fun, but her point is that since August, the combined weight loss of the group adds up to Ripa's entire body weight.
110 pounds, 110.9 wow. to be exact. We've lost a human being. I'll be a tiny one, but a real human being. So,
Walden is a retired professor. She's been specially trained to lead this year-long support group to prevent people with pre-diabetes from getting the full-blown disease. We spoke after the class.
Once you're diabetic, you're diabetic. There's so many implications for the rest of your life, for your health. These people are not diabetics. They have a chance.
These groups are meeting all over the country, at WISE, churches, workplaces, even in housing projects. The Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta developed the program and has poured almost $50 million into it. Ann Albright directs the CDC's Division of Diabetes.
You really need to just be able to have a place where you can convene people with some chairs, a whiteboard, and a calibrated scale. And soon it'll actually be delivered through virtual means as well.
The goal is for each participant to lose at least 7% of their body weight. And research shows the program works. It cuts the risk of getting diabetes by almost 60%. Now, the content of the program isn't rocket science. Members learn about nutrition and physical activity, how to track what they eat, and how much they move. In the Houston group, Jill Boston says she's been digitally logging her walks.
I don't know if you guys know this, but there's also apps called Map My Ride and Map My Run that you can get on your phone.
Is that a fee associated?
No, I guess, it's free.
It's free? Okay.
Walden says when participants share these little examples of problem solving, it can lead to real change. She tells the group to find ways to stay motivated back in the real world.
You have to walk out that door and drive by the Golden Arches. You have to walk into the house when your spouse has ordered pizza and said, "Look, honey, we got a free giant cookie with it." I just want you to be finding what works for you and will work for you another 2 months down the road.
After the class, Silver Harris says she's permanently changed how she eats.
I do not eat any fast food anymore. I cook all my food. breads, pastas, things like that, I don't eat that anymore.
Since starting the program, Harris's blood glucose number has gone down. It's back in the normal range.
I was borderline, and it went down in 4 months. So that meant I was doing something right. The class helped. Everything, all the tools that she was giving us, I was using it, and it worked.
The CDC is urging employers and insurance companies to pay for the program. It costs about $400 or $500 a year per person. But that compares well to the thousands of dollars in medical costs incurred every year by one person with diabetes. For Here and Now, I'm Carrie Feibel in Houston.